omissions big enough to drive a tank through. That, according to today's New York Times, is one unnamed American official's appraisal of Iraq's declaration of its weapons programs. The Times reports that U.S. intelligence agencies have reached some preliminary conclusions about the 12,000-page document, and evidently they're not impressed with Baghdad's candor. New York Times White House correspondent David Sanger joins us right now. First of all, David Sanger, who's been doing the speed reading?
The speed reading's been done by almost everybody in American intelligence. And a good deal of it has been done by the CIA. A good deal of it has been farmed out to the national laboratories and other places where there's expertise in the government in these specific weapons. Remember, the declarations are fairly broad. They cover chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, and then missiles.
And what do the U.S. intelligence people see in these declarations?
Well, the bottom line, Robert, is not much. They looked at this and they said, well, of the 12,000 pages, impressive as it sounds, probably more than four-fifths of it are Xerox copies of previous declarations that have been given to the United Nations inspectors prior to 1998. And so they felt like they were reading a novel that they'd picked up once before.
But it sounds from your story today that there are some American officials who are surprised even by the lack of effort that Iraq made to update those declarations.
They thought they'd see a little more creativity. In the weeks leading up to this, you may recall that the White House and others said, you must answer the questions that the UN inspectors had when they left Iraq in 1998. Well, there was a long list of questions at that time, which the UN had documented very carefully. And when they got these documents back, almost none of those questions were answered. And they're quite specific. They are come down, you know, as all of these things do, to the details. What happened to 500 artillery shells that were supposed to be filled with mustard gas? What happened to more than 100 that were supposed to be filled with biological agents? And the answer just isn't there.
Is the quotation from your story that I began with is an ominous one. Omissions big enough to drive a tank through. Is the reading in Washington that the declaration they've received is a cause for war?
That's really two questions buried in that. One is, does it give you the legal basis to go to war? And the administration, I suspect, is heading toward a point of saying, yes, it does. Whether our allies and friends and others on the Security Council agree is a very open question. The second is it a politically important enough reason to go to war, that somebody left something out of a report? And I'm sure that some in the Security Council will argue that it isn't, and that as a result, we ought to go back to Iraq with specific questions, that we ought to use whatever American intelligence there is and other intelligence to counter this point by point.
We are talking about 12,000 pages, some of it in Arabic. Is it possible that there's just more to be found here, that it'll take some time to go through it all before such judgments are made?
Look, I'm sure there is, and the administration has said it's going to take its time. It has time. The military isn't ready yet, even if the president wanted at this point to begin a military action. So they'll go through it much more thoroughly. What we were trying to do in this morning's Times was give people a sense of the first impression. And because so much of this was Xerox copied, they think that the amount they have to examine with great care is actually a small fraction of that 12,000 pages.
David Sanger, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
David Sanger, White House correspondent for the New York Times.